All right, metalheads, rockers, this is DJ Rem, Quote the Raven, and I am live with Joe from the band Scream King. How's it going tonight, brother?
It's going good, going good.
So why don't you, let's start, if you could introduce yourself, your spot in the band, and then also the members of the band that are not with us tonight.
Okay, my name's Joe Lawson. I sing for the band Scream King. And our current lineup consists of Rafael Hernandez on guitar, James Noble on guitar, T.R. Miller on bass, and Wendell Craig on drums.
Awesome, awesome. So what are you guys up to right now? What's going on with the band?
Well, we just released our third album, Scream King, The Indomitable Spirit. And we've just released two videos, one a lyric video for Caligula, one of the tracks on the album, and Reign of Hellfire, another track on the album. And we're working on a third video for The Indomitable Spirit.
Nice, nice. Well, the listeners just got to listen to The Indomitable Spirit. And after the interview, I have Reign of Hellfire and Caligula lined up. So they're going to get those tracks blasted into their ear holes.
Excellent, excellent.
So let's talk about the band. So how long has Scream King been around as a band?
Well, initially 2012, guitarist Rafael Hernandez and myself embarked on writing an album and putting out the first record, Evilibrium, which was released in 2013. And then in 2017, we released our second album, Tyranny of the Sea. And now we're releasing The Indomitable Spirit. So it's been a while. We've had some lineup changes and stuff, and but we stuck it out and just kept persevering, kept going, you know?
Yeah. So how have you guys survived COVID? What kind of impact did it have on you guys as a band?
Well, initially it didn't really have a big impact on us as far as doing what we were doing, because we all have our own studios. So we record stuff and write riffs and ideas and kind of send stuff back and forth anyways. So really, for as far as that goes, it wasn't a big difference or a big upset, so to speak. But, you know, it's the after effects. You know, there's still a lot of people that, you know, hesitant to go see live shows and things like this. You know, it's still a battle. It's still a fight, you know, and, you know, it's difficult for touring bands, bigger bands. They're just now starting to tour, and, you know, we're starting to see a little return to normal, you know, finally, but,
right.
It's been tough. It's been a fight, you know, and then, the financial impact that COVID has been devastating, perhaps more devastating than COVID. The VAT taxes that have went up in Europe and some of the customs regulations and stuff that have changed really hurt us as far as like our European partners and our European.
Still there?
Working with different people overseas, they can't afford it. It's ridiculous. I think for five CDs plus, you know, you got to buy the CDs from somebody. So, I mean, what's he supposed to do? Sell the CDs for 40, 50 bucks a piece in his shop? I mean,
yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So it's a financial impact on a lot of bands and musicians, and it's a struggle. So, you know, I'd like to take a little bit of an opportunity to let people know that if you do like a band, whether it's my band or somebody else's band, support them. Buy the physical product. Buy the CD. Buy the vinyl. Go see them play live. Support them, because we need your support now more than ever. Absolutely.
Yep, and I agree. And I guess that's a good segue. Let's shameless plug for you. So where can people go to find out more about the band? Where can they go to actually buy the physical CDs and you know, and buy your merch?
Well, right now we're shipping internationally and in the US. So you can go to ScreamKingOfficial.com and just click the USA or international order, whichever applies. And we got plenty of new merchandise, some awesome t-shirt designs and stuff. So right now, that's where we're at with it, with everything. I just closed the deal on a deal in Japan. So there'll be an Asian plug-in for Rockstack Records. And I'll be posting more on that soon. Working on a couple other potentials for South America and a few other countries. So hopefully that'll make things easier for people to get the album there in those respective countries.
Nice. Is that like a physical store you'll be able to get your album in over
yes.
there?
Yes. Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's small labels and small record store owners that have been around forever and support the metal scene, and you know, they'll buy direct from you. You know, if you got a good product out, they'll usually buy 10 to 30 units and sell your CD and, you know, and do what they can to help you.
Nice. With the new album that you guys have out, is it out on vinyl?
No, I've been talking to a couple different labels, and I hope to eventually work something out with one of them to get a vinyl release for it. But right now, the only thing that we have is a digipack. It's a 6-panel digipack with an 8-page booklet with lyrics and amazing artwork from Drake Mephesta. He did an unbelievable job. And the packaging is just, I'm super stoked about it, super happy about it. And it turned out amazing. So, this track that you just played, The Indomitable Spirit, we got a special guest appearance from Ronnie Monroe, former Metal Church and Trans-Siberian Orchestra vocalist, and Harry Conklin from Three Tremors and Jag Panzer sang on that one with me as well.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I'm actually looking at the CD and the packaging with it open right now, and I was actually... You beat me to it because I was going to ask you who did the artwork, because the artwork is so cool. So, and you'll have to keep me in the loop. If you get that out on vinyl, let me know. I've been really trying to buy bands when they put out vinyl, because that's the thing I'm into now, is buying bands on vinyl. And I finally got a good record player, so you know,
cool
jamming.
Yeah, nothing quite like it, man. That grainy sound The realness of vinyl is just awesome. I love it.
Yeah, I found it's an old Techniques turntable. It's probably from 70s, early 80s. But the sound, it has a really good needle on it. And the sound that comes out of that thing, oh my God. I mean, it honestly rivals CD. It's so good.
Cool.
So, yeah, cool, 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 cool. So, yeah, so listeners tuned in, you know. HitScreamKingOfficial.com. Check out the music. Help support the band. Obviously, always extremely important, especially right now with everything going on. So what brought you guys together back in the day when you started the band? Kind of what was the driving force that started the band?
Well, initially, you know, I kind of had the idea I was tired of going band to band and things not working out, and you know, you invest a bunch of your time and get your hopes up and you put money into projects, and you know, I was just getting tired of that, and I wanted to do something that I could just invest everything in and put all my eggs in that basket and just push with it and build it up no matter what happens. And you know, if people come and go, if they want to do it, great, if they don't, whatever. And so that's what kind of sparked the idea, and Raphael kind of felt the same way. And we got together and just started writing, and we've been writing ever since. Like for this record, we wrote 18 songs, and it was... Even just some of the others we wrote for this record that didn't get on the record were really good songs, actually.
Nice, nice. So what does the writing process look for you like for you guys? You know, kind of how does that all kind of happen and play out?
Well, initially, usually what we do is Raphael usually comes up with some riffs and writes a variety of riffs and ideas and songs. And I work on lyrics, or he'll have an idea sometimes all the way through with lyrics, and he writes lyrics as well. And we kind of just collaborate, you know, a couple of the songs, Trail of Death, we actually sat down in the studio and wrote the lyrics together to that song. And, you know, we work back and forth like that. Sometimes I'll have a vocal melody and I'll sing it to him, and he comes up with a guitar part that works around it. And and it goes that way too.
Nice. So with the new album that just dropped, what, on June 25th, right? So like a week ago. So where did you guys record? Did you do you have like your own studio? Did you go somewhere to record it?
Yeah, no, we have our own studio, Divine Underground Studios. All three Scream King records we've recorded and mixed ourselves. This record's the first record we recorded, mixed, and mastered ourselves.
Oh, nice.
And the Reign of Hellfire video we actually did ourselves as well, as also.
Cool.
So, yep, we it's a learning process. It's a learning curve sometimes, you know, but yeah, I mean, you can spend, I mean, if you have thousands and thousands of dollars, sure, why not? But if you don't, you know, you got to learn how to do things yourself.
Right, and if you can do it, and I mean, it sounds amazing. So great job you guys did. So very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have you done any other bands?
In 2020, I released an album called Dragon Lord Lucifer's Descent, and I recorded, mixed, and mastered that in my studio.
Nice.
Yeah, and that was released beginning of 2020 on Iron Shield Records.
Cool. So, do you have any live shows lined up now? Is anything in the
works?
We're
working on that now, and we're looking at September to start playing some shows. So, we're hoping September, October, November, you know, doing the live shows, and we'll do what we can up probably up through December, maybe a little bit if something good comes around. But then in winter, we're anxious to start actually writing again with these new guys and see what kind of stuff we come up with these guys.
Nice. It doesn't sound like it's going to be too much work for you to write a bunch of songs based on what you said.
Yeah, the hardest part will be deciding which ones to put on the album, right?
Right. So what? How did that process work for you? You come up with all these badass songs, and then how do you narrow it down and pick which ones actually make it on the album?
Well, for this record, there's a concept or a theme more to it. It's not a concept album, but more of an idea or a theme. It's a warrior-based theme. So a lot of the songs that pertain to that warrior culture made the CD because it fit. And, you know, and then there were still some other songs that were just really good songs, and we wanted to put them on the record, so we did.
Okay, cool. And how did you guys come up with the name for the band, Scream King? Where does that come from?
That actually came from a radio DJ, a local radio DJ here, Tom Lounges. And he started calling me the Scream King on his radio show and in his magazine called the Beat Magazine that he had here. It was a cool name, and thought, well, why not call a band that?
Yeah. I mean, it's metal. It's badass, right? Perfect.
Right. So that's how that came about.
Nice. So I'm always curious when I talk to artists, and I know we've talked in the past, and I'm sure I've asked you these questions, but I think it's important for, you know, the listeners, especially if there's new listeners out there tuned in. And
yeah.
So, you know, what got you into music? What got you into metal? And I guess it's kind of a two-part question. So, one, was there anyone in your family that was musically inclined that kind of helped kind of pique your interest in music? And then kind of what helped take you in the direction of, you know, the type of music you play now?
Well, I guess going to the way back beginning, in my baby book, my mom wrote, "Joey loves music. It doesn't seem to matter what kind of music it is. He's always singing and dancing." So
that's awesome.
I came out of the womb that way, I guess, to some extent. And then my cousin, he was a little bit older than me. So back in the 80s and stuff, he got into Kiss and Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil and stuff like that, you know. And then when I heard Shout at the Devil, it was like a light switch went off, you know, and that was the album that like did it for me. You know, I was a really young and impressionable kid, and I said, this is so cool. I got to do this. This is amazing. And that kind of got me hooked.
Yeah. And that's awesome. And thanks for sharing. And it's funny that you mentioned that album, because that was my first album on vinyl. And the regulars are probably sick and tired of hearing me tell this story, but oh well. So I got that, you know, I got Shout at the Devil from one of my buddy down the street, you know, in the neighborhood. And my mom heard it, and she saw the cover, and she was going through her church phase at the time, and I had to give it back. So I think last year I was in a record store and I was flipping through new and old, and there was, you know, Shout Out to Devil. I was like, you know what, Mom can't take it away from me now. So
there you go.
So I now have the album again, but
nice.
That was my first, and that was really kind of the other first for me was my mom had an old had the Black Sabbath Paranoid album on vinyl, and so that was kind of like my first introduction, and then it's been metal ever since. So
right, nice.
So kind of, what are your goals for the band over the next couple of years as we're coming out of COVID? Kind of, what are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, right now, you know, we're just promoting the album and hopefully people like it. You know, I think it's some of the best work I've ever done. I'm real proud of it, and so is the band. And we're working real hard to try and put a good live show together. And like I said, we got a video that we're doing for the Indomitable Spirit. I don't want to give too much away about it, but Ronnie Monroe's in the video with me, and Harry Conklin also. So it's going to be a really cool video.
So tell me how you hooked up with Ronnie. Are you guys friends at this point, I'm assuming?
Yep. I'm actually really good friends with Ronnie. And we were working on the album, and I thought this is like the perfect song for him. And luckily he was willing to do it and recorded it, and it came out sounding great. I sing the first verse, he sings the second verse, and Harry sings the third verse.
Oh, nice.
And we sing the choruses together, all the choruses, that big, thick, fat, huge vocal sound you hear is all three of us singing together.
All right, super cool. So when you were recording this, did you guys actually all get together, or did everybody record separate and then you kind of put it together?
Yeah, separately. They did it in their own studios and sent it to us.
Nice. And we mixed it. The beauty of technology, right?
Right. And then with Trail of Death, we did the same thing. On that one, Tim Ripper Owens and James Rivera sang with me on.
You just got all sorts of all-star lineup on this album. That's badass.
Yeah, you know, I always wanted to do some stuff with some of these singers that I'm inspired by and that I think are great singers, and I thought it would be really cool to do an album like that, you know, to where at least a couple of songs, you know, that I would collaborate with some of these people, and I was able to work things out to do that. And I guess that's one of the good things with COVID was these guys weren't as busy as they normally are.
You know, right on.
They weren't on world tour, you know, so.
Right. So, okay. Shameless plug time again. Where is a good place for people to go to find out more about the band, to buy merch? Where's the best place to go?
ScreamKingOfficial.com right now has everything loaded up on it. We got the videos up there. We got the new album, merchandise, everything on that. And of course, we're on Facebook, Facebook.com, ScreamKingMetal, and YouTube. We're on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. I think we're even on that. I don't get on there. I don't know how to navigate that. Facebook's tough enough for me to try and keep up with, you know. So
sounds like you need to find a social media guru to handle that for you.
Yeah, there's so many of them, and there's more and more of them that just keep popping up, you know. So
right,
I just kind of stick to doing the Facebook thing and YouTube, you know, when we do our videos and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Very cool. So I'm also curious when I talk to bands and band members like yourself, what music you're listening to these days? Do you have any one favorite newer band that you're kind of hooked on?
Not really. You know, I listen to a variety of stuff, but not really a huge variety of stuff. I'm a classic metal guy for the most part, you know, so I've been listening to that new KK's Priest, Three Tremors, you know, I listen to that stuff. I like heavier stuff too. I love Death Angel, Testament, Overkill. Some of those bands are some of those older thrash bands I'm really big into, you know, Megadeth.
Awesome. Yeah, all good bands. And your last one, you mentioned Megadeth. That's like my favorite band of all time. So,
yeah, you can't go wrong with them.
You cannot. You cannot. So, what is there anything else going on with the band? Anything else you want to make sure the listeners know that we haven't talked about?
Well, if you can, take a minute, go on YouTube, check out our new videos. Caligula was a great video we did with a company, Very Metal Art in the UK. It's an amazing, epic lyric video. And go check it out. Subscribe to our channel if you could. Leave us a comment. Let us know if you like it. If you don't like it, that's fine. You know, that feedback is valuable to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so you know, when I post the interview up on the podcast channel, I'll put links to all that stuff as well, so people will have
awesome
quick easy access. We know how people are lazy these days, so gotta make it as simple and quick as possible for them. So one click.
Right, there you go. Yep, make it easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, you know what? Thanks. Always great to talk to you. You know,
likewise.
Wish you guys in the band best of luck. And like I say, I got a bunch of your stuff queued up that we're going to be playing right as soon as we get off the phone. But then also throughout the night, I'm going to be throwing in tracks from the new album. So by the end of the night, just about the whole album will get played. So
thanks for the support. It's greatly appreciated. Oh, one other quick thing I wanted to mention.
Yeah, go for it.
There's a track, Kunoichi, on the album, and that was sang by my wife, and the piano was also done by my wife. So kudos to her, and I finally got her to collaborate with me on a song on an album, so I was excited about that.
So what'd you have to do to pull her in?
Well, I told her what the song was about, and she really liked the album, and seen all the hard work and effort and time that I've put into it, and she liked the idea of the song, so it fit, and she just went with it.
Yeah,
did a great job on it.
Is that the first time she's ever collaborated with you on something?
No, she's done some small stuff with us on Faith, the song Faith Weapon. She sings the chorus with that on Tyranny of the Sea, our second album. And then on the Black Jackal from the first album, she sang some stuff with me on that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's awesome that she is a participant in the in the process. So cool.
Yes. So I'm glad I was able to do a song with her, and like I said, not just the vocals but the piano was her. So
yeah, well, I'll make sure I get that track on air tonight as well. So definitely gotta get it out there to everybody.
Excellent. Appreciate all the support, man.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, well, have a great night. Take care, and
you
we'll
too.
talk soon. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.